Gordon, thank you very much for taking the time to do this, and thank you very much for speaking with us. Comment on the fact that it's Tim Horton's camp day.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming up here and doing a on location. I really appreciate that. And it, quite frankly, does help out with raising more funds for the children's camps, for these kids to go to camp day. Camp day is just, you know, anybody that's been in Tim Hortons for a while and worked with Tim Hortons, whether it be an owner or a crew member or management member, camp day is always something that everybody looks forward to because it is special. We all know about we know about what it does for the kids in terms of giving them an opportunity of a world-class camp that they wouldn't be able to get otherwise.
The fact that there is a Tim Hortons camp right here in Alberta, Kananaskis, I believe, is the home of the one here in Alberta. The fact you said the world-class facility that they have just brings a smile. Brings a smile to their face like you wouldn't believe. How important is that to get the smiles on the faces?
Well, it's everything. It's really quite amazing when they get there, because we prep the kids typically. The program's a little bit different, but historically we would prep the kids on what the camp is. They get a DVD and they'd see what all the things that are going to participating in, and so when they get there, you know, it's one thing to see it, it's another thing to go live it. Mm. Right? And just how particularly this Kananaskis one, I can tell you firsthand, I think it's the best camp in all of Canada. From the horseback riding, the mountain biking, to whitewater rafting, to the mountain climbing, you know, it goes on. It's a pretty special camp. Now, the camp has morphed into something more, rather than sending new campers every year, we've got what's called a youth leadership program. So the kids actually progress through the whole program, and actually some of them still remain in the camp system, even through university.
The fact that it's just a simple concept of buying a coffee and supporting these kids, especially with the proceeds going there, the simplicity of it, it's like, this is like an everyday routine for a lot of people, and yet it makes such a difference, does it not?
Oh, it does. I believe probably, to your point, that it is a routine, and for some people, maybe they're out of the routine for whatever reason. They're running a little bit late, they've got meetings scheduled, this, that, but I think what they do is on camp day, you know, they just say, I have to make a point of getting there. Mm-hmm. So they want to be part of it, and really the public that comes and supports Tim Hortons on camp day, or for that matter any day, they're dropping their quarters or their loonie in that camp box, they need to take a certain amount of pride and ownership of what they're doing for these kids. They're part of it, of that magic. They really are. I mean, they may not see it firsthand, but you have to take my word on it that the public, the guests that come to Tim Hortons and do that, they're a huge part of the success of the ranches.
And the success, I'm guessing, has been astronomical, like practically out of this world, especially for the last few years, has it not?
Well, it ebb and flows a little bit. Full disclosure, we had a few softer years because of the economy, so things weren't necessarily as up as they were, but we've always managed to hit the targets that they set out. And again, the public, they have to take a certain amount of pride in being part of that. They for sure, it doesn't happen unless the people show up and buy coffee. It's not going to be as successful if you don't come and buy coffee. It's not.
Changing lives. We mentioned changing lives. We mentioned simple routine of buying coffee. I mean, can you see this continuing for years to come?
Well, I hope so. I think we'll see little things tweak. At one time, we used to sell like a tent. A $2 tent. Now you see we've moved away from that and we're selling the bracelets. Mm-hmm. So I think there will always be things that sort of move in and out, but the backbone to the Tim Horton Children's Foundation camps, I believe it will be camp day, come and buy a coffee, support the kids.
Gordon, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.